Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on May 25 regarding Alvin, A-L-V-I-N, Walford, W-A-L-F-O-R-D. Alvin Walford is a 61-year-old male who reports he was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 3/13/20. He was the driver of a vehicle that was in motion when it was struck on its front side by a car coming from the right. Pretty states this was a BMW SUV that ran the stop sign. Period. He states his tractor trailer was totaled. Period. There was no airbag deployment. Period. He claims he hit his left shoulder on the doorpost, but did not experience any loss of consciousness. But as a result, he believes he injured his left shoulder, neck, and lower back, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. But he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment in this matter. Period. New paragraph. Per the record supplied, Mr. Walford was seen at patient first on 3/14/20, describing a motor vehicle accident at 11:45 the previous evening. But he was going through an intersection and was hit on the side when somebody ran a red light. Period. He denied loss of consciousness and felt fine last night. Period. When he woke up this morning, he was more sore in his neck and low back. Period. He was examined and diagnosed with sprains of the cervical and lumbar spines and was initiated on conservative care with medications and activity modification. Period. On 3/17/20, he underwent an electronic functional an electrodiagnostic functional assessment. Period. However, the date of the report was listed as 1/11/21. Period. It was noted he had undergone a baseline test on 6/5/19 before the subject event. Period. This speaks to prior orthopedic problems. Period. They also noted he had undergone a lumbar MRI on 10/20/20. Period. After completing this test, the impressions given were The impressions were that compared to the baseline EFA and today's EFA, there was no acute pathology or change in condition. Period. Therefore, there did not appear to be a need for treatment on an industrial basis. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Walford was seen neurologically by Dr. Kurlan, K-U-R-L-A-N, on 6/9/20. Period. He noted the petitioner had been attending chiropractic therapy 3 times per week, beginning March of 2020. Period. Neurologic exam was normal. Period. Dr. Kurlan diagnosed post-traumatic cervical sprain with clinical radicular features on the right that was improved, as well as post-traumatic lumbar strain. Period. He explained the petitioner's neck pain had resolved over time. Period. However, due to his persistent low back pain, an MRI of the lumbar spine was ordered. Period. This was completed on 10/20/20 to be inserted here. Period. He returned to Dr. Kurlan's associate named Dr. McClure, MC, capital C-L-U-R-E, on 11/2/20 to review these results. Period. He then diagnosed post-traumatic lumbar strain with MRI disc protrusion at L5-S1 with L5 nerve root encroachment most prominently. On his view of the MRI pictures, no signs of radiculopathy clinically. So at this point, recommended referral for myofascial pain treatment, as well as continuation of chiropractic care, period, his meloxicam prescription was also refilled. Period. He saw Dr. Wolf in the same neurological practice on 1/11/21. Period. At that juncture, his low back pain was just intermittent. Period. He drives to Boston and back 5 times per week. Period. His sleep was not interrupted. Period. He denied any neck pain or headaches. Period. Dr. Wolf observed his symptoms were improving well over time and he could follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. He did suggest continued chiropractic care. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Kirshner performed a spine surgical consultation on 11/3/20. Period. By that time, his neck and shoulder pain had resolved, but he continued to have lower back pain. Period. Dr. Kirshner noted his treatment to date and referenced the lumbar MRI. Period. His assessment was simply lower back pain, for which he recommended therapy and continuation of Mobic. Period. He was to follow up after completion of therapy. Period. He did see Dr. Kirshner again on 9/17/21 for a need for treatment evaluation. Period. He observed physical therapy had been rendered on 2/10/21, but he also had prostate surgery on 1/18/21. Period. He was cleared to return to work full duty after his surgery in about March of 2021. Period. Dr. Kirshner explained there was no spinal surgical treatment recommendations with respect to the lumbar spine necessary. He recommended physical therapy, transitioning to a home exercise program. Period. After completion of therapy, he would have reached maximum medical improvement. Period. At the last visit with Dr. Kirshner on 1/21/22, Mr. Welford felt about 70% improved with completion of physical therapy. Period. At that juncture, he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement and could work full duty. Period. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears, normal. Neurologic, normal. Extremities, upper motion of the right shoulder was full in all spheres with crepitus but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the left shoulder was full in all spheres with no crepitus but tenderness in abduction. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Shoulders normal, extremities lower, normal, spine cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Bilateral side bending was full to 25 degrees with tenderness. Period. Flexion and extension of bilateral rotation were full without discomfort. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 90 degrees and left at 75 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. This is not clinically meaningful. Period. Impressions. On 3/13/20, Alvin Walford was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Period. The next day, he went to urgent care and was diagnosed with sprains and strains. Period. On 3/17/20, he underwent an electrodiagnostic functional assessment that was compared to a study done in 2019. Period. The latter did not show any additional abnormalities with respect to the subject event. Period. He later came into the neurologic care of Dr. Curlin and his associates. Period. Various medications were administered. Period. His cervical and shoulder pain resolved, but his low back pain persisted. record accordingly. He had a lumbar MRI in 10-20-20 that showed degenerative changes, but he was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Kirshner. Period further physical therapy was rendered. Period as of 1-21-22, Mr. Wolford was doing much better and cleared for full duty at maximum medical improvement. Period. In paragraph, the current clinical exam of Mr. Wolford was unrevealing. Period. The paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the neck, low back, or shoulders. Period. The soft tissue injuries he sustained more than 2 years ago have fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. He has been able to continue to work in his full duty capacity position with the insured. Period. End.